Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So, starting today is, we won't really call it a holiday, although some people probably mark it down on their calendars as a holiday every year, but today is the beginning of Sales Tax Free Weekend. Now, there are plenty of places here in Perry for people to go out and find some of these items that they won't have to be able to pay sales tax on. So, can you just talk a little bit about how Sales Tax Free Weekend can coincide with shopping locally here in Perry?
Right. So this is, like you said, is it a holiday or not a holiday? But a lot of times people think about this. If they're trying to save a few dollars here and there, it's a great opportunity to get geared up for back to school and even into the fall with the seasons changing. So, you know, even though it's called Tax Free Weekend, not everything falls into that category, but it's really geared for items to get people back to school. And so the Iowa Department of Revenue has a whole list of what you can and cannot have a part of this tax-free weekend. But in thinking about clothing, not necessarily accessories, but clothing, school supplies, all of that, you know there's places in town, so it's just important to think about local first. Include that in your plans for shopping around instead of just going straight to the mall or, you know, a big box store. Think about where you can shop local, and that's going to make a big impact on our community more so than going elsewhere.
Now, kind of talking about the rest of events that are going to round out the summer here for the Perry Chamber of Commerce and residents here in Perry. Today is the long-awaited second Friday Fest. People have been waiting a little while now to get to participate in this second Friday Fest. Can you just walk us through a little bit of what people should expect when they go out to Pattee Park tonight to enjoy some of that event?
So tonight we have Friday Fest at Pattee Park. The band is Little Red and the Medicated Moose Band. They are a really fun band. They're small in numbers. There's only three of them, but they really have a lot of fun on stage. And so really excited about that. Normally they incorporate, you know, requests in their shows. I'm not sure how it'll exactly happen with the stage, but I'm sure they'll figure something out there. But we have a couple food options, but it's also BYOB, bring your own baskets. You can bring beer and wine. Just avoid bringing the glass bottles. Bring your own yard games. It's just kind of a fun end of summer. I can't believe I'm already saying that, but there will be just kind of a chance to relax and enjoy live music, enjoy the end of the summer and the community. So the fire department will be grilling out. We have a taco truck. The junior class will be doing their brownie sundaes for their fundraiser. And like I mentioned, it's a bring your own basket as well. So just a fun way. We do one early in the summer to kind of kick it off. And then this, not quite the end of summer, but it definitely wraps up pretty quickly with the state fair and back to school right around the corner. So this is kind of our way to wrap things up for the community.
Kind of doubling back to the back to school with the tax-free weekend that everybody's going to take part in here this weekend to get some of those back to school supplies. There's another event coming up this month for the Perry Farmers Market. Can you just talk a little bit about what that special event is that is planned for this month and how that might help people with back to school?
So this is our continuation of our third Thursday of the month special events. So on Thursday, August 19th, we will have back to school night at the Perry Farmers Market. So it's just a fun way to get people out to the farmers market. We invite special guests within that theme. And so like you mentioned, getting back to school. So the Booster Club, for instance, will have all of their new merchandise. So it's a great place to get your Blue Jay gear before school starts. There will be different clubs and organizations also promoting what they're doing. St. Pat's will be there also to promote what they're doing. We'll even have most likely a supply drive. And so it's just a fun way to come out, enjoy the farmers market, see your friends, get ready for back to school. Just kind of more of a mentality shift of it's time to be thinking about that and getting back to school. So I know the school does their own back to school night where, you know, you go and you see your classroom and visit teachers, but this is our way to kind of incorporate that with the community. We have a lot of older folks in the community that want to show their support. So buying Blue Jay gear, that's one way they can do that. And so by bringing it out to the farmers market helps with all of that. I'm a big fan of collaboration and working together. And this is just one way that we do that.
Now, in terms of some other events that people should keep on their radar, are there any more chamber coffees coming up or anything ribbon cutting wise that people should be keeping their ear to the ground for?
Yes, definitely. So our next chamber coffee will be next Friday, a week from today. That'll be on the 13th. We do our chamber coffees now that we've gotten back into the swing of things on the second Friday of the month at 8 a.m. The location varies each month, which is kind of fun to bring people out and see what's new. So we will be at Generations Wealth Advisors this month for our chamber coffee. We're also doing a ribbon cutting along with that. So they've moved locations. So it'll be a nice way to kind of reintroduce the community to this business that's been been here for a while, but now it's more visible downtown. It's kind of a retirement for Dean Holland as well. And so from his business, now that that's been taken over. And so it's just a fun way to get people together, see the behind the scenes, and network with other chamber members. So on the second Friday of every month, you can look forward to chamber coffee at 8 a.m. This next Friday, we'll also have a ribbon cutting along with it.
Yesterday, there was the very first ever mini burr event to celebrate 6 months until the burr in February, which will have a little bit different weather than what was experienced yesterday. Now, can you just talk a little bit about the mini burr idea?
So ultimately, the idea of mini burr was really, it really evolved just for the fun of it. You know, rarely we do things just for the fun of it, but there are some other reasons behind that as well. You know, we're not an organization that just is looking for more things to do for no reason, but part of it's for fun, part of it's for community engagement, and then really as our biggest fundraiser of the year, it's a time to start counting down for burr being 6 months away. So with it being in February, we know it's not exactly weather friendly for everybody that doesn't necessarily want to get out in the cold. So we thought, how could we get the community involved and have a smaller version? So for all experience levels, all ages, and this is what we came up with: mini burr, bike ride to the rec center and back. So starting at the farmer's market, going to the rec center, and then coming back just a mile and a half, very quick. So it was just fun. We had really low expectations overall, not knowing, would people come out for this? Would the weather hold up? What would people make of this? Because, you know, it's hard to think about burr in the summertime, but really just trying it and having fun with it, and very successful, great support from the community and the businesses with prizes, you know, just having fun with it, celebrating burr, what it means for the community. It'll be 45 years this coming year. And so just having fun with it. So even if we only had a couple riders, it would be a success in our book. So just really exciting to have that as a new tradition. And maybe we'll look forward to keeping on with that in the future.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention?
Well, one thing this weekend is also the Highway 141 garage sales. As the chamber, we really don't have much to do with that, coordinating it or anything like that. But it is just something for people to be aware of. There are a lot more people in town, a lot more traffic on the road, people looking for signs, maybe more so than they're looking at the road. So just beware and be on the lookout for that as we have more people in town coming through looking for those sales. You yourself might be out and about, so be mindful of other people coming and going on the road, walking across the road and all of that. So just be careful with it being 141 garage sale weekend.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.